Time for the latest ag news on Talk Radio's new generation, KOKC. Back in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Well, the topic of medical marijuana is being talked about right now with lots of concerns from producers on land values, additional pressure on water and electricity, among other things. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell says the recently formed task force assigned to look at these issues is in the education phase right now.
The task force right now is in an education mode, trying to get more up to speed. There's lots of concerns as we're out around the state. And I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of that as we get ready for our August area meetings, but a lot of folks are blaming the rapid rise in property values in rural parts of the state on the medical marijuana business. And I think part of that is true, but I think as I talk to Farm Bureau presidents all across the country, we're seeing a huge increase in rural land values pretty much across the whole country, whether it's housing in small towns or whether it's farm properties. And a lot of that's just there's the government's printed so much money and there's so much assets chasing hard assets that it's causing an appreciation in all kinds of land and housing. But certainly in our state, that's been a factor. There's a lot of concerns about the additional pressure on the electricity grid of our rural electric cooperatives across the state and on rural water districts. And so the task force is taking a real hard look at what those impacts are and trying to figure out, if there's policy changes we need to propose or be involved in to deal with those as we go forward in Oklahoma.
With California and other states trying to pass legislation that is not always beneficial for farmers, Mozell said Farm Bureau has always tried to be proactive.
From the experience that we've had in that, Oklahoma has tried to be Oklahoma Farm Bureau just as recently this last month has reached out and offered financial support to Colorado, which was facing a very onerous initiative petition to limit the animal production industry. And a number of people on our staff were very helpful with the experience they have from dealing with those kinds of legal and initiative issues and helpful to Colorado, we hope. And they actually just succeeded in getting that initiative knocked out for having multiple issues on the petition. But we're it appears that the folks that are behind that are going to be bringing back some other version of that. So we're not only trying to be diligent and watch those kind of issues in our state, but trying to be helpful to our friends in the agriculture industry in neighboring states to give them financial support and help them to either be on the initiative that stay ahead of those things or to be on the defensive to beat those kinds of initiatives of folks that don't really understand agricultural production.
Farm Bureau will be holding their August area meetings to talk about this and other topics coming up. If you would like to know more about your area meeting, go to okfarmbureau.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
If the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us anything, it's that access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Without it, Oklahomans are being left behind when it comes to attending school, finding a job, seeing the doctor, and avoiding isolation. A new temporary FCC program called the Emergency Broadband Benefit could help Oklahomans who do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. AARP Oklahoma is encouraging Oklahomans without access to high-speed internet or struggling to afford it to look into this new program.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.